BFBS. Your stories. iNIC Station, Cyprus.
A group of nine serving personnel and dependents from the iNIC volunteers headed to an animal rehoming centre on Saturday to help out with some hefty manual labour. Over the past few months, the iNIC volunteers have been involved with projects at a number of local charities and self-funded organisations. They've undertaken work at a second-hand charity shop, a school for the disabled, and for the third time on Saturday, they visited the Argos Animal Sanctuary in Ormidia to continue work on flood prevention in the dog runs. SAC Chris Rahman is the 2IC of the iNIC volunteers. He said they're establishing a good relationship with the Home for Abandoned Pets.
We've been to the animal sanctuary a couple of times now, helping out, clearing out the runs to give the animals a better quality of life. The woman who runs it, Stella, she does everything herself. They're not even hooked up to mains electricity. So everything that we can do for free means that she's got more money to put into looking after the animals and helping provide homes and healthcare for them.
The volunteers spent around 3 hours digging, shoveling and clearing rubble in order to get the job done. Flight Sergeant Nigel Gurney from the Force Protection Flight in iNIC was enjoying the challenge of some physical grafting.
We're digging out some storm drains more than anything at the sanctuary here just to allow the water to run away and not flood the dog kennels. I mean, what's the old adage, you never work with children and animals. Today we've got the dogs here and boss Xavier and Chris Rahman and other guys from the iNIC Lair, so we've got the best of both worlds really.
But for those who fancied something a little less strenuous, there was the opportunity to help out in the cat shelter, as volunteer Brooke Morgan discovered.
We've been bleaching and sweeping and mopping around the teenage cat area at the moment, the ones that are just weaned off their mothers but they're not quite old enough to go out in the big pen. And we're almost done here, so I'm sure I'm going to track down one of the ladies that works here and she's going to give us loads and more things.
Conditions were tough as the volunteers worked in the midday sun, surrounded by some of the 300 animals the sanctuary currently houses. But it wasn't enough to thwart their efforts, and staff at the centre were extremely grateful for their time and hard work. Centre manager Stella Stilianu.
Ever since we've had the shelter here, I have always had the support of the military, whether that's been in the form of money donations, fundraising on the base, or even hands-on here. I would like to give them a very, very big thank you.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ormidia, Cyprus.
Your stories. BFBS.